Well, there's been a lot of negative comments, understandably, because of the profile of the players involved. But that, you wouldn't want that to take away from the efforts that have been put in for the last... I mean, you've been together for a long time now, so you wouldn't want that to take away from the effort that has been put in.
No, you wouldn't at all. Like, and that's unfortunately, like, during the week you had a situation where, you know, two players of their own volition, for whatever reasons, pulled out, and there was a little bit of reporting on it. And I'm not in the business of getting too involved in press talk and that kind of thing. I could be better at it. To be honest about it, I have a lot to learn. I have a lot to improve upon in my role, a lot to improve upon and a lot to learn. I could deal with media people better at times, there's no doubt about it. I don't get too involved in it, but when I see a situation where there's a reporting of the squad and a kind of a certain slant put on the squad situation and the dynamic in the squad, I feel I have to say something, because I'm dealing with unbelievable guys in here, 30 odd of them, are given absolutely everything. And when I see the kind of headlines I saw during the week, and, you know, we have a skeleton squad, and, you know, I didn't see too many skeletons chasing Laois down last Saturday, and we're going after the game right to the end. I didn't see too many skeletons, and I don't see too many skeletons in front of me. And it's just disappointing when you have a backroom team doing the great work they're doing, you have a county board trying their absolute hardest to get things right on the football side, you have a player group who are having, honestly, we've got some guys, we need to tie them down almost. Mm. We've a bunch of young fellas coming through are just can't get enough.
Chomping at the bit.
Absolutely chomping at the bit. We have guys that we literally have to send away. Mm. They're training too much. We had a situation during the week where there was fitness testing, and we had a guy like Owen Porter who wasn't to do it. And he ends up doing it, and we're telling him, you don't need to do that. And he's saying, I want to do it. You know, you have a guy like Liam Coleman, who's a lot of football players, who we put on a conditioning program, and he keeps turning up to train. And we say, Liam, you're not supposed to be training. And he says, I want to train. Young Paddy Hughes, the same, with an injury, and we need to tie the guy down.
Yeah, Niall was a bit of an injury as well, wasn't he?
Niall is a bit of an injury as well. Mick Malloy, another fella. So, you know, while some guys left of their own choice, like, I'm much more interested in talking about the guys who are beating the door down to get in here.
Yeah, because we keep forgetting, Paul, there's a nucleus of the team there last year. Jim Ross are back fit. Martin O'Connor is a talented fella. The two Nolans, or Owen Nolan and the two Malones, Ben Brosnan, Jonathan Beeling, Gavin Sheen, Mark Ross, their own Porter, Conor Carty, Rory Heffernan, Colin Feeney, young man from Adamstown, Jamie Myler. There's a lot of talent there.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so, but obviously, like, you need the blend to be right. Like, you need your senior guys. There's no doubt about it. You need your senior guys, and I, you know, they're the guys you're looking to lead the younger fellas along. You do need that, no doubt about it. And there's a really great bunch of senior guys there, and obviously, then you have a middle group of guys, kind of 24 and 25, and that have been there, and I think there's more in. And then you have a younger crew who are coming through that they're just absolutely mad for football, mad for information, mad to know how to improve. And that's all we care about in here is improvement. We care about improvement and getting players better. And there's a group in here who also care about improvement. And if you don't care about improvement, then you're better off out of the place, you know. And I think there's a good crop there. I do. I think there's a good mix there. But we need to come together now. We really need to come together. And there's only a few weeks to go to the real action of the league, you know.
And you're facing two negative teams in the first two games in the league away at Antrim. I remember last time we played them up there, the Park, the Bus and Carlow. But I suppose you'll have to figure out how to break that down.
I wouldn't describe them as negative as such, I don't think. I think that's a way of playing. I've no issue with that way of playing. I think we'll probably end up doing a bit of it ourselves. I probably would prefer not to, but I think you have to be good at it. It can be good football. Like, I thought Carlow were good to watch for a while there. Carlow were really good to watch for a while there, playing that counter-attacking style. I thought they did it really well. Antrim I've seen a little bit of, but I think that's common in the division, that way of playing, and I think we'll have to be prepared for it.
And it's a plus that you've four home games, Paul, isn't it?
I think it is. If you take four home games, then three.
Yeah, there's no clash with the hurlers this year, so hopefully the supporters will come along and support you.
Yeah, well, I hope so, you know. I said to the guys before the Laois game that, you know, we wanted a performance. Our next home game would be Carlow, and we wanted to put in a performance that would bring people back. That would bring people back. And I think we did that. I think we were really unlucky at the weekend. Mm-hmm. Put in a really good display. Hurt ourselves a little bit. Shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. Kicked the deal of ball away. I probably conceded frees that we wouldn't want to be conceding. Wouldn't expect to concede again. We did give Laois a lot of scores from frees and from turnovers. So we've been drilling down into that. We do want definitely this public to get behind us, but we have to give the public something to get behind as well. And I'm saying this a lot to the players, and as a back room, we're saying this a lot to the players. Believe in themselves, are good players, they can play. We'll have to give them something to show the boat, and they'll, you know, hopefully get behind us, you know.
You get a feeling you're enjoying it.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
It's your first real taste at it, isn't it, Paul?
It is, for sure. Like, and it probably wasn't something
It wasn't something you envisaged, was it?
No, it came a little sooner than I expected, you know. But it came along. I must say I'm really enjoying it, but it's tough as hell. It is tough. It is tough at times. I'm very sure of the guys we have. Very sure of what we're doing.
You're going to grow together, I suppose.
We're going to grow together.
You're young as a unit together.
We're young enough, but, like, you know, we're not that young either. Like, there's a middle group there. There's a group of seniors, really good group of seniors that I've been so impressed with. You know, Ben and John Beale and Owen Nolan has been there, Glenn, Martin, Jim obviously is back.
And Brian is coming back, isn't he, Brian Malone?
Yeah. We've been speaking, yeah. So, like, you know, that's a huge thing for us. Like, you know, it's a huge thing to get Brian's experience back in. Like, we're really looking forward to that. It's been tough at times. It was tough during the week, there's no doubt about it. It wasn't what I wanted. I have to be able to make decisions, and if I make decisions and people don't like it and they want to get in my ear and tell me that the decisions are wrong, they're not focused on their own jobs, they're more focused on my jobs, then I think they're probably better off where they are. The only thing I will say, and I want to reiterate, I'm not in the business of closing doors or ending careers. I'm in the business of opening doors and starting careers. And if I end up restarting a few careers, then so be it. That's all good. So Wexford football isn't mine. Wexford football doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people of Wexford. It belongs to the supporters, the county board, the players. I'm here to do the best I can for the next...
You're a facilitator, in other words.
That's all I am. I'm bringing ideas and trying to bring the best people and the best energy around the place. Listen, I'm not an easy person at times. There's no doubt about it. I'm not an easy person at times. I can be difficult. I can be demanding. I put pressure on people. I put pressure on myself. I want the best. Sometimes I can be a lot for people, and they can kind of just say, you know, I can't. I can be intense. So I'm aware of that, and I'm aware that there needs to be a balance at times, and you need to step away at times and let people breathe and let people grow. And that's what we want in here, is a growing, an environment where everybody can grow and improve, particularly these young fellas who, good footballers, some very good footballers, some very good athletes, but absolutely elite in terms of attitude. They're absolutely brilliant in terms of attitude. They can't get enough information. We had one young player who we felt was a little bit light. Young Liam Coleman there, we felt he was a little bit light for the middle of the field, so we put him on a particular program, strength development program and a diet. And, you know, like, the discipline of these guys, you know, in a matter of weeks, Liam Coleman has put on 2 kgs. And that's what we're after. We're after that kind of hunger for improvement and learning and discipline and energy. We're all about the right energy in here, physical and personal energy. My main concern is creating the right environment where that energy can thrive, where these young people and older players can develop and grow and learn, and we can all do it together. That's all I want. And it can be intense at times, but I want the best. I just want the best for the guys, you know. And all during the week was unfortunate. It was reported in the manner that it was. I don't think that's representative at all of what we've been doing. I don't think it was fair on the backroom team that have been doing unbelievable work, fair on the players that have been doing unbelievable work, and fair on the county board who've been doing massive work to try and get football matters right.
Well, you know, the one way to stop that, Paul, is to go out and win matches.
Yeah, well, that's it, you know, and that's the aim. That's the aim, and that's what we're after. And come the springtime, that's what we'll be chasing, you know. So we're going to continue to work and continue to improve. We're going to definitely go after winning games. That's what we want.
Nice to hear. I really appreciate your time. I hope yourself and your family have a really nice Christmas, and you have a short enough break, but I hope it's really nice.
Thanks, Liam, man. I appreciate it, and I want to wish everybody a happy Christmas as well, and I hope that we see the Wexford supporters out in force next spring getting behind the team. You know, it'll be important. So we'll give them something to shout about, I hope, and I hope that they shout for us as well.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.